have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good day, everybody. Charles McCudgeon here. I'm your favorite entrepreneur. How's everybody today? Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing today? I'm going to enlighten you a little bit. For those who don't know who I am, Charles McCudgeon, McCudgen. I am out of the Virginia market, and I want to welcome you to Charles's Corner, where I go over different things that's going to help us out financially, putting everything into a mixing bowl and then dishing it out. And today I really want to discuss the thing called opportunity zone. So there's an opportunity for all of us and what I'm about to speak on. So I'm going to give you all a little background to it as well, if you have a better understanding. This is for anybody who needs funding. This is for anybody who wants some money. This is for anybody who is a business owner. This is for churches. This is for nonprofits. This is for people in real estate. This is hitting the country in such a big way that a lot of people are not ready for it. So what are opportunity zones? Opportunity zones, well, it really started back in 2014 on President Barack Obama's watch. And they form it up. And then December 2017 is when it really came into fruition. So kind of give you some track, you know, some lay the groundwork and what it is. So an opportunity zone is an economic development tool, and it's designed to help the economic, economic development growth and job creation in what we call distressed communities. And we all know there are a lot of distressed communities. And I personally feel this way. We have that thing called gentrification where, shoot, it's happening in my backyard, and they're moving there. I'm going to just use my backyard right now. They're displacing 1,200 people that were living in the what we call, the projects. That's just what it is. Living in a project, they bought the, just like they've been doing, you know, all up to this time, is they bulldoze the projects and move everybody out, and then they tell people that they can come back, but they make it to a point to where it costs so much money, how can they come back? You know, let's just keep it real. So I believe this particular tool here, opportunity zones and opportunity zone funds, can help us to get the funding we need to go into these different areas, and we can use them as affordable housing, right? Putting up, you know, Taj Mahal and expecting people to be able to pay for it. So the reason this is going on, so if you look at Biden's administration, this is not a political thing, but I have to just tell you kind of like where, what's going on. So if you look at Biden's administration, if you look in the past couple of weeks, maybe a month ago, he spoke about what we call 1031 exchanges in the real estate world. I use it in the real estate world. A lot of people use it in different worlds. But in the real estate world, what that means is if you had an asset, let's say you had a 10-unit property and you sold it and you made $100,000, right? So that $100,000 is going to be taxed a certain way in what we call capital gains taxes. So you made money for you selling that asset, so now you have a capital gain. So what people normally do is instead of paying the taxes on that money, they will kick the can down the road and do a thing called a 1031 exchange, where you find another 10 unit or something greater and put that money in there to delay paying your capital gain. So you delay paying any taxes on that $100,000. That's exactly what people were doing and still doing right now. So the government Well, the Biden administration, they came out and said they may, don't get me quoting, saying that Charles said this going to happen, they may do away with capital, with 1031 exchanges, right? And so with capital gains, we pay a percentage depending on where you are in tax bracket. So this is just speculation right now. It may go up to like 40%. I've heard 37%, 42%, who knows? But it capital gains, the taxes that's on it, so if you had $100,000 and you were getting taxed at $40,000, you only get to walk away with $600,000 after you pay your capital gains taxes. Who wants to do that? Who wants to give away $400,000? None of us. So that Opportunity Zone program, what they have at stake is to say, okay, instead of you putting $100,000 in a 1031, why don't you put that $100,000 in an Opportunity Zone fund where you can potentially, underline that word, you can potentially save yourself from paying any capital gain. So you would pay 0% and you get to keep your $100,000. That's kind of how, you know, in a nutshell, what is going on right now as I speak. So what happened is this: under the program, an investor can defer capital gains on realized gains if the gains are invested in a qualified, understand that word, a qualified opportunity zone fund or a qualified opportunity fund. We call it a QOF. And that's within 180 days of the sale. Like if you sell that 10 unit, now you got that 100,000, now you got to make a move. You got 180 days of the sale. Right now, well, before now, we had these governors in all 50 states who said, okay, these are the areas where we would like, in a sense, like a makeover. So 12% of the U.S. census tracts, and that's what they're using to designate these opportunity zones, is about 8,762 different opportunity zones across the country. And it includes Washington, D.C., and 50 states, four territories, who include Washington, D.C. So this was designated by the U.S. Department of Treasury. And basically, these designated zones have lower incomes, higher poverty rates. Y'all understand where I'm going with this, the higher unemployment rates and everything like that. The key benefit for investors to put their money there to actually bring that area up, they have a temporary deferral of taxes of previously earned capital gains. As I was just telling y'all, investors can place this money into these qualified opportunity funds, and they can leave it in there for 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. 3 years, you don't really get the gain like you were hoping to alleviate paying capital gains. At the fifth year, you get what they call a 10% step up in basis. And that's basically saying you don't have to pay 10% of what you would have to pay in your capital gains. I hope I'm not going to be confusing too many people. That's why I'm not going to go too deep into this. Then there's a 7 year, you pay less capital gains. Then at the 10th year, if you want to keep your money in there for 10 years, you can alleviate paying capital gains. Pretty sweet, personally. So along with opportunity zones come all this other stuff. And when I say all this other stuff, what I mean by that is grants. You know, grants are out there. It's, oh, my goodness. There's a lot of different grants, and I'm going to go over some of them. I'm just working on grants. I have grant writers, and there's just still a lot going on to get everything the way that it should be. That's the best I can tell you with you know, how I'm doing business. So business owners can actually be in an opportunity zone as well, and they can get different grant money added to their businesses. So it's a lot of legwork, opportunity zones. And so I just try to get people the high level view, and then people have to do their own research, because it's really too much to talk about. I could literally be on here probably about 2 weeks of just nothing, and we just break down each component of opportunity zones and how it can affect nonprofits and churches and business owners, and then you have to bring in the the attorneys and the CPAs to break down, you know, the legal definitions. I'm not giving y'all anything legal. That's not what I do. I would just say go research it online. It's there for all of us to research. It's just a different type of investing that I'm definitely going to be – I'm using right now. I'm an opportunity zone fund manager. So I have my own QOF, Qualified Opportunity Fund. I have my own fund, and I work with different family offices. And, shoot, I got some hedge funds now that are looking at funding the development. I just want a whole different level when I receive my fund. All right, I got my fund back in February. You know, I'm just going along with it. I'm working with the different, I'm working with the mayor. I'm working with the state. Spoke to the team that's working with the governor of Virginia, and he has designated a team that works in opportunity zones. So it's a lot of movement out there, and with that movement comes tax incentives. With that movement comes grants. One grant. And this is just area specific. Every area is going to have something different, I'm sure of it. So one grant is a retail incentive grant. And what they're doing is they want businesses to come down, to be located in the area. So they want to increase the retail presence. And so they provide those incentives so you can get in. And I don't know how much that grant is. I know I could look it up, but I haven't, I'm not there yet to start looking up the cost of the different grants, because I'm going to put a presentation together for just business owners to let them see what benefits there are for being in an opportunity zone. So the other thing is tax credits. So one of them is a rehabilitation tax credit. So 9 out of 10, a lot of areas that we're going to be developing in have to be redeveloped. So you have commercial and industrial structures. And the ones that are like over 25 years older, they'll give you like a 6-year exemption for, you know, to come in, do the rehabilitation and everything like that. And so all that means is you'll have more time and you pay less money, basically. That's what they're doing. You have to increase the structure by at least 60% to get this rehabilitation tax credit, and you increase in the square footage and everything like that. So it depends on the type or like what you're doing, and, you know, you have to go in there and follow the letter to the law to get this type of funding. So Virginia also has a enterprise zone program. It's, oh my gosh, there's so many things out there. I'm just going to go through some of the different grants, maybe tax incentives that I'm going for right now. And this is just, you know, me specifically, and everybody has their own hands and different things. So I'm actually working on a grant right now. It's a $1 million grant for veterans that's due 31 July. There is the community development block grant. And that's, you can use that to acquire real property. You can use it to demo. You can use it for relocation. And this is for non-residential and residential. You can construct public facilities. You can do improvements. You can do water, sewer, neighborhood centers, public services. There's so many different parts of that. And in my specific area, you can even do renewable energy resources with that. A particular pot of money in my area is $1.5 million, and that's a yearly thing. Not to say that they're going to give you all $1.5 million. You may get $20,000. You may get $100,000. You may get, I don't know. It's a percentage of money that you can get because you put your name in the hat. It's called the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG. And there's another one out there. I don't know if this is specific to my area. Everything I'm giving you is stuff that I researched just for my area for now, and my area is the Virginia market. So it's the Department of Housing and Community Development. And this is like for rental assistance, and y'all probably heard it going on already, helping people pay their rent, especially during the health emergencies with COVID and everything like that. Some of these have the same name, but they're different, and I think that may confuse people because it confuses me, but, you know, it is what it is. There's a city community grant program. They love using community, community, community. I don't know why, but it's like the Community Development Block Grant, Department of Housing and Community Development, then city community grant program. So this is, like I say, this is a city-specific, and it recognizes nonprofit organizations and the role that they fill, and it encourages nonprofit organizations to provide services to help the residents in the area. And that's like they do a monetary award grant type system for qualified nonprofits. So I'm actually going for that one. I'm going for a lot of them. There's an emergency solutions grant, and this is a federal program, and this is basically to address homelessness. And they're really trying to get people off the street, and funds that are in the ESG group, we call it ESG, Emergency Solutions Grant. ESG is used for like street outreach, rapid rehousing assistance, get people back in the housing, emergency shelter, and homelessness. We're actually going to be building or developing using hemp. Hemp, what we call a thing called hempcrete, and it's very strong. It is, hemp has so many different uses to where it doesn't rot, it doesn't mold, termites don't like it. In a sense, it displaces water. So if you have a flood, like in Texas, when they had that flood, well, they had that hurricane or whatever, they had a tropical storm, and, you know, water stays in the walls and you have mold and everything like that. So if we start building using hemp, it's going to just change how we do business. I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it very simple. The other thing out there is the socially disadvantaged group grant program. I'm going to say that real fast. So the socially disadvantaged group grant program, and that's the USDA program. And they have like $3 million in grants, and I know you can get a piece of that. And that's actually used to help disadvantaged groups develop the capacity to like implement plans and undertake projects to improve social conditions. You know, that's the best way I can put it. So there are some technology grants that we'll be going after as well. One of them is a small business technology transfer grant, and it actually requires small businesses to participate with the U.S. nonprofit research institution. So you have to collaborate with that particular grant. Another grant is a small business innovation research type grant, and you do the same thing. You partner and collaborate, and that's used for research and development, and funding from that program can be in the form of like contracts or grants, but it's still free money in a sense. That's how I look at grants anyway. But I know that one right there for an idea is $50,000. There you go. Also, you can use your nonprofit, like I'm going to be using mine, and part of my business is going to be for-profit and nonprofit. There's another, it's called the CDFI. Some people use it, some understand it, some don't. Community Development Financial Institution, and that actually provides credit and financial services, and you work with banks to do that as well, and it's for the underserved population out there, which is a lot. Another one that really just blew me away was the New Markets Tax Credits, and that's really to stimulate business and real estate investment in the low-income areas. So you have New Markets Tax Credits to where just what I found out from an attorney that came from D.C. down to Virginia to give us a he gave us a briefing on New Markets Tax Credits and how how it works and everything like that. And I was blown away for COVID. And what he had told us is he had built a Spring Hill Suites Marriott hotel with only $3 million. I was like, what? Only $3 million, and he built the entire Spring Hill Suites. I was just very impressive. Very impressive. Impresario. So the one thing I want to do talk about as well is a thing called the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit. Some people call it LIHT. Some people call it, you know, different wording, what have you. So this is a resource for affordable housing in the U.S. I would believe that a lot of people can use it. And what I'm showing you is these different grants and different tax incentives and programs. And we call this capital stacking, to where I can use nonprofit money, I can use grant money, I can use money from the low-income housing credit, I can use money from the historic tax credit. That's another one I'm going to be going for, because we're going to be building in a historic area. So they provide federal income tax liability, and I'm taking it. It's like a tax deduction, and it lowers how much your income is taxed, really. There's another thing that the city is going to be giving us called tax increment financing. We call it TIF, and it's basically a public financing method, and it's used like a subsidy for redevelopment. And, you know, you use it, and it stimulates private investment in an economic area just to build that area up. There's so many that I just be researching and I be finding out about, y'all. I just keep going. There's no stopping. There's another one called Home Investment Partnership Program. I learned of this one from the lady who does the CBDG, which is a community development block grant. She told me about that one. This particular program, she was for down payment, new home construction, rental assistance, acquisition of improvement of homes, issues for just assisting homeowners. And that program is $500,000. And what they do is they parse the money out. So you're not going to get $500,000. This is a yearly program to where you can put it in and get it every year. And it may be 20, 30, 50, I don't know. It's a number that they'll, you know, it's a few people that goes for that program. So you got to kind of split that money out, you know. It's kind of how it works. So Opportunity Zone is basically looking at all the different economically disadvantaged areas that the governors have requested that they want funding for. Right now, there's over $6 trillion plus dollars that need to go somewhere. So this is $6 trillion in what we call unrealized capital gains. Now, imagine this. Imagine you got a capital gain at 40%. Would you want to let the IRS take your money and just give up 40% of your $100,000 so you walk away with less money? With $60,000, I know I put up different numbers last time, so I probably put up like a million. But off $100,000, you give 40% away, you walking away with $60,000. That pretty much sucks. So they created this program called the Opportunity Zone Fund where you can possibly eliminate paying capital gains. And being that it's over $1 trillion in there, there's a lot of money out there with no place to go. Right now, there's less than 1,000 funds out there that can take in all this money. And with only 1,000 funds, there's over, 8,762 opportunity zones across the country that need funding. Let's do the math, y'all. Come on now. I'm showing y'all some stuff that we like leap years ahead right now. If you really take this serious, you are leap years ahead of everybody. A lot of people don't even know about what I'm talking to y'all about. I don't care how great of an attorney they are, a CPA, nothing, you know, not hating on nobody. They just don't understand it and don't know because they haven't researched it because it came out in 2017 in December, but nobody's really paying attention. So I'm giving y'all a game that can literally change your life in the next four generations' lives if you allow it. If you allow it to change your life, it can. And if you're a business owner, it can. If you're in real estate, it can. If you need funding, it can. So I'm showing y'all some stuff that probably nobody else is going to show y'all or tell you about. There's so much out there. Even HUD. HUD gives away houses for $1. People don't even go down that road. If you have a nonprofit, though, you got to go to the nonprofit. Look on HUD's website, go to this thing called the Notice of Funding Opportunities. It's published each year. Go to grants.gov and look under HUD's discretionary funding programs, and you'll find some information out that may change. It changes over time, but information is still information nonetheless. I keep finding out so many doggone grants that's out there and different things that I'm getting a grant team. Like, I'm getting a monster team of grant writers that's going to be, it's like I'm willing probably to pay them like $1 million. That's going to be their budget. Like, it's a team of folks. I'm going to give them $1 million, but they better come with it because I know what's out there for everything that we have going on. And in the development, we're getting money for STEM, science, technology, engineering. We're adding art and math. We're going to get money for the hemp. We're going to get money for solar. We're going to get money for the historical value that's been imposed in that area. So this is just grant money after grant money after grant money. My goal is to build this entire thing, if possible, with just grant money. Imagine what the ROI on that looks like if you didn't have to use no money and you're using all grant money. You are just going through it. You are just going through it. So that's what's going on in my world today. I'm waiting on some good news this week and next week, and we just keep on prominent and known. Everything is done for a reason. Everything is timing. It may not, you know, you just got to wait your time or put the good work in and make great connections, and that's what I do in my world. And this is what I want to do. I want to say thank you to Ms. Kimmy Robinson for giving me the platform, continue to provide, you know, content and information. This is years in the making, and we're still going. We haven't even started yet. That's how I feel. You know, with everything coming to the plate, it's about to be. It's so much more that's coming to the plate. It's hard to bring it up all in one sitting. So I'm definitely going to be doing, I'm going to have to do a series of the direction that I'm going, and I kind of give you all a quick snapshot. So the direction that I'm taking this is everything that I'm doing, I'm going to be breaking it apart and doing a series to where we can understand, like, because I'm going to do events and stuff, going back to doing events because, you know, things are opening up a little bit more to where we can host different events to where it's more educational, financial education as well, bring in some of the experts. I want to do the real estate piece. I'm sticking to what I know, and I bring in other real estate, other folks that are experts that's around me to move the needle forward. So there's a lot at stake right now. I have people in positions that are ready to go without a doubt. And so here I sit waiting on some folks to make some decisions, a lot of different options out there to make these decisions, and then we move to the next thing. So Charles McCutcheon here. Y'all can find me all over social media. If you inbox me or hit me up or email me at charlesmspeaks@yahoo.com. Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, the letter M is in Mike, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, at Yahoo, like we're speaking, but speaks with an S. Charles Speaks at Yahoo. You know, I'll reach out to you if it gets to me. If not, catch me at another time. So I'm going to pray us out. Dear God, we're going to give thanks to you for allowing me to be here, to share information. And please forgive us for our sins. Please give us the strength and the mental fortitude that we need to move forward, to know that everything will be okay because everything happens on your time. Continue to bless us and keep our families safe during these trying times. We may not always see the clear picture, but we know you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. In your name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I'm happy to be here, y'all. This is a journey worth taking, and I'm your favorite entrepreneur, Charles McCutcheon. Y'all take it easy.
Party like a Holy Ghost party while we rock to the G.O.D. I'ma be like Piggy Pablo, raising hands up high to the ceiling. I go wherever that spirit wanna lead. I do Drake dance while you in the sea. Know the rock now, can't condemn me. Getting down to the sound of the G-O-D.
The king is in the house, calling all praises and dances to the high. We ain't of the world, we tryna take it over. You ain't about that life, I suggest you move over. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'ma dance, I'ma praise, I'ma worship all night. He's exalted, yeah, I'ma praise until I'm exhausted. Don't let the rocks cry out, keep them heads bobbing. I'm talking bobblehead, get the elbow popping, or you can walk with it. What a usher gave, the first lady feeling it. The diggings on the wall and the motherboards worshiping. The praises our weapons, so that's why we dancing. The Lord's been good to me. Now ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party while we rock to the D.O.D. Now give it up to me.
Jump around the altar, shout around the altar, run around the altar, give praise to the Father. Praise is our weapon, we love repping Jesus, we dance in the spirit till like I can hear it.